she oaks won't bother to drop on him. Now old Tom answered in a hoot house call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land, pass it on. Pass it on. Now, he showed me how to cast a line.
Welcome back. I got outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Coming to you from the bunker, undisclosed location, Midwest Outdoor Studios.
Live mobile on demand.
Pass it on, baby, the Vogler Vogler, Matty G. Also in the studio with us, a little noisemaker over there, slow sleepy, Ralphie Dern. How about a little, how about a little coyote we haven't had in a while? Oh, yeah. We're going to come back to you in a minute. That song was dedicated to the Conservation Federation of Missouri, and we have guest in the studio with us this morning. Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who is he?
He's the Brandon Butler fill-in guy, soon to be the permanent guy.
Michael, welcome back.
Yes, sir. You know, y'all have great intro music. You've got breakfast pizza. I've had a venison sausage slider. Can I come back next week?
Of course. You can come back anytime you want. Oh, this is so much fun this morning, right, Ralphie? Except for the ride in, except for you being late, almost hitting the deer. Yeah. Like, no, we were in Vogler for getting the pens over. We won't go there. Before we get back to you, Ralph, I want to get back over here to Michael. Can I call you Mike, or is it Michael?
I'll answer to just about anything.
Will you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You shouldn't have said that.
New nickname's coming.
Did you see Matt reaching for the button, for the delay button? Tell our listeners, what is the Conservation Federation of Missouri? What is this?
We're the advocate for the outdoorsman. You know, so many times when we go out and we talk to people about conservation, we get confused with the MDC, the Department of Conservation, mm-hmm. for the state. And we work closely with them on a lot of issues. But, you know, so many people know about Share the Harvest, and they know about the stream team and all the things that we do or we're a part of, but they naturally assume that the MDC, because they're the biggest elephant in conservation in Missouri, and they do a great job, but we're different. But we support the MDC. We're the advocate for the outdoorsman, that we go out and fight for hunting rights. We go out and fight for just public access, just to take care of the intro song, to pass it along. We want to make sure that we're able to have our kids enjoy the same freedoms and the same outdoors that we enjoy.
Right. And you can be an advocate in the legislature, where the department doesn't really get a chance to lobby in their interests.
Excellent. That's right, Ralph. I'm impressed.
But the Federation does that.
That's right. I mean, the MDC, they have a boss. The political machine, tells them what they're going to do, and that's the direction they go. And if it's a good direction, we get on board and we support it. If it's something that needs to be addressed, that's where the public has a voice, and we're able to lobby and change some of those things.
Right.
But you keep your eye on those little sneaky things that are going to get snuck in.
Absolutely.
People try to do that, and you're waving the flag before anybody else knows.
Absolutely.
Hey, keep an eye out. Call your senator.
And another thing, a lot of today's outdoorsmen, hunters, fishermen, whatever, they don't realize how long you guys have been around.
Yeah, we've been here a while.
Tell them how long Conservation Federation has been here.
Well, we will have our annual convention coming up in March. Okay. It's our 82nd.
There you go.
82nd.
Conservation started with CFM in Missouri. MDC, all the things that Missouri is known for, and we're known nationally as the leader in conservation.
Right.
Everything started with CFM, with the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
All right. Michael Wardlaw with Conservation Federation of Missouri, if you just joined us. Good stuff. We're going to come back to you and get more information as we go along through the show. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. You got a lot of events coming up and things.
Absolutely.
They hired you to be in charge of these events, these different
that's
types
a dangerous
of things.
Dangerous thing, but yeah.
Should be fun. So, Ralphie Durer.
Yes, yes.
Five pounds of possum.
Yes.
Also, is one of the seven dwarfs known as Sleepy. can't get out of bed of a morning.
Sometimes grumpy. I didn't wake grumpy this morning. Well, I did. Well,
the light on. I heard. I'm going to give her a copy of this, by the way. He griped about you all the way in. You know who I'm talking about. His wife.
Lovely lady.
I had to turn the lights on to find my glasses that were under the bed. She was not happy.
How happy you think I was with a hot pizza sitting with the truck running? You're supposed to be there at 5 and you didn't show up.
Yeah. I understand.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm here. Why am I here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked myself that this morning, too. I got to go back and face it the rest of the day. But this is my day to promote the Missouri Trappers Association, which is a CFM affiliate, by the way.
That's true.
We have a lot of CFM affiliates in the state, and this is the statewide one, the Missouri Trappers Association. So we have the 4th annual banquet and fundraiser for trapper education. That's what it's for, raise money for teaching the kids to trap. Every year we have trapper education workshops around the state. So that's what it's for. It's not till April 1st. Why are we talking about it? Because there's only 200 tickets to be sold.
Ooh.
And there's only 20 table spots.
Maybe we can get some tickets for the police officers at the door of the station. It looks like St. Louis County, Jefferson County, Highway Patrol. And St. Louis City. I wonder why they're all here together. Was it for our drive up here this morning, maybe?
The soda wasn't there. Thank goodness.
Maddie G., will you take a break and take the pizza out to the law officers, please?
You got it.
Thank you, brother.
So, anyhow, this is it's not till April 1st at Bear River Ranch, which is
where's that at?
Off of State Road Route E, Rolla.
It's in Rolla.
It's 10 miles north of
Rolla. You
know how
difficult it's been for me to get this information to put on the air?
Yes, okay. I know. And if you look up Bear River Ranch on the internet, it's a camp for kids during the summer.
Okay.
A science camp, a wildlife camp. And then they have several animals to take care of. So they have a great facility there with a nice big dining lodge. So it's going to be in that. But if you want a table, $600 for a table. They're only selling 20 if you want to sponsor a table. But here's the kicker on that. There's a 1 in 20 chance that everybody at the table wins a Walter CCP 9mm.
Ooh.
So if you buy a $600 table, there's only going to be 20 tickets thrown in the bin for that 1 in 20 chance that every eight people will all win a Walter 9mm. And those are going fast.
Yeah, and I see that Ralph Dern's the guest speaker. How are they going to get you there?
Oh,
time?
Yeah.
How are they going to get you out of bed?
Well, it's at night. See?
Oh. Miss Missouri's a little cuter than you there.
Me and Miss Missouri, yeah. I call this the Beauty and the Beast show.
Okay.
So it'll be Miss Missouri and me as the entertainment. And there'll be ladies raffle, and they're raffling off big stuff. A Can-Am Outlander ATV, for goodness sake.
And this is April, so we got to cover this again, right?
April 1st.
We're still in January.
Yeah, well, you need to order those tickets.
Because there's so many. Okay.
If they wait, it may be sold out. There's only 200 individual tickets selling, and only 20 sponsor tables selling, and those are $50 for individual banquet tickets. So you need to order those tickets if you plan on going, and especially if you want a table, because they're about gone.
All right.
So, $600 for a table sounds like a lot, but a chance on a Walter 9mm $500 gun, okay, for everybody at the table.
I feel like slow dancing to that song.
Okay, so here's two ways to do it. You already said you can't find it on the internet. There isn't. Can't find it on Facebook either. I know. So you can call Carl Cook, the District 3 director, at 573-821-5415.
Yeah, hurry up, your music's
ending. Or you can email. there's a little bit of electronic stuff here.
You can
email, believe it or not.
And a week or 2 weeks later, they might answer you. I'm sorry, but this has been crazy.
Email Tim Flynn at mtadistrict3@gmail.com.
Oh, that precious.
Yeah, gmail.com.
All right.
MTA, that's Missouri Trapper Association, District 3.
All right, Vogler, earn your keep. Take us to break. On the other side, we got
first,
the conservation.
We got Grizzly Jig Company down at 303 Ward Avenue, Carruthers, Missouri, is having the Spring Tackle Show, the 9th annual.
You couldn't do that on the other side?
They have programs going every hour down at Caruthersville today and tomorrow. It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. And this is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, coming from the Midwest Outdoors Bunker. And we're live, mobile, on demand.
and we'll be with the Conservation Federation, Michael Wardle, on the other side of this break, baby. See you on the other side.